T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We're here until when, Jeff?
5:26. No, 6 o'clock.
There you go. We're here until 6 o'clock. Max, I'm going to probably need some support over here in a moment when you have time. We've got a show for you today.
Big one.
Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com will be on at 4:25 as we preview Kansas State football. At 4:45, Terry Benton, part of our Shocker Nostalgia series. Terry Benton will join the show from the West Coast. Now, do you know anything about Terry Benton?
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
Yeah, but do you know anything about him?
He's an extremely intelligent man.
No, I mean, do you know anything about his playing career?
He's tall.
That's a shame.
He got a lot of rebounds.
That's a shame you don't delve
into.
Believe
it or not, I never saw the man play.
Yeah, but I never saw Cleo Littleton play.
He predated my life.
But I certainly know a lot about his career.
What?
About him playing.
What do you know? Besides he scored 2,000 points?
Yeah, I know. I've gone back and researched what he did. Terry Benton averaged 13.2 points and 12.7 rebounds for his career. Now get this. His junior year in 1970-71, 16.3 points, 16.8 rebounds per game.
Very impressive.
That is impressive. He'll join us at 4:45. Comedian Angela Johnson, who's headed to the Orpheum Theater in November, will be our guest at 5:25, along with Jack Oliver from Classic Hits KEYN. I can tell you're biting at the chomp to get your
chomping at the bit.
Whatever, biting at the chomp, chomping at the bit, biting at the chomp. I don't care what it is. What do you have?
So Bob Mulette, the assistant general manager,
and we're going to play that sound bite. So
we don't need to play the sound bite.
Let's just go ahead and play it, Max, before we get into Jeff's.
He
was
call
on
us.
Sports Daily this morning. Here's what he had to say.
The name will come outside of what the six names are that's revealed. Each name has a tie to the community. When you put every single one of those names together, it will come with what the narrative of the ultimate brand is going to be.
I have no idea what that means, and I love Bob Mulette, and this is not personal.
No,
this
of course
is a,
not.
This is a deal where they're doing something for the public. We have a radio show, and we're going to discuss it. And I have no idea what he just said, other than they're going to release six names, none of which will be the name of the team.
Correct. So here are 3 points out of that interview. And again, if Bob wants to call our show, he will listen.
Listen, let me tell you something about – and I have to qualify this because I don't want to start a feud with Wichita.
We're not doing that.
I'm going
to offer solutions to this problem.
Bob Mulette is a friend. He coached in League 42. He's obviously – had experience in this field. He's the guy that is in charge of this kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, what do you have to say?
Point one, he says the final name is not among the six finalists. Everyone, or a lot of people, think that I'm just caught up because Rockhoppers or whatever's not chosen. No. Fine. If you've chosen the name, great. If it's already chosen, if you've got a logo in mind, awesome. Tell us that. Scrap the last four names.
Wait, we're talking. Now, what he shouldn't have said today is we're not going to pick any of them.
Right, so scrap that.
So now we've lost interest. The next four that come out, who cares?
Right, so don't do that anymore. The solution is instead of rolling out four names, do four clues of what the name could be, or four pictures that have some tie to what the name is, or four pixelated frames from the logo or anything that could keep us talking but not waste our time with four names that aren't going to be chosen, because that's not a good strategy.
It's not quieter. This is 2 days in a row.
No, I
why are you so wrapped
here's
up
why,
in this?
Here's why I'm wrapped up in this. I'm not going to say, like Jerry Jones said, I've earned the right to joke with Zeke. I don't know if I've earned the right, but I covered the Wranglers from 03 to 07 and the Wingnuts from 08 to the end. So 15 years, basically, of being at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, being around professional baseball, not to mention the times I was around it when you were there. So I feel like I am at least qualified to discuss this. Is that fair?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a thumbs up or down
on
that.
So there's solution
one. I don't understand why you're so emotionally
I don't really either, but I guess I am, and I'm not going to run from it. So that's solution one. Scrap the four finalists. Four remaining finalists, give us clues instead. I'm not saying that's brilliant, but it's something to keep us talking. All right, point two, he said he's seen name the team contests go wrong. And I get that when you've opened it to any name and you vote off of any name. But if you are controlling the contest yourself and you're picking the six names, then it's going to be one of the six that you picked anyway, so it can't go wrong. Solution. Here's the solution. Tell us from the beginning, we've chosen the name and the logo, but we have six finalists that weren't chosen, but we are going to reward the people who submitted those names with a hat and a shirt, tickets to the first game, you can tour the facility, whatever they want that to be.
Wasn't it our understanding that this process included rolling out six names, one of which would be the name?
Right.
So when did this change?
Or
did we misunderstand? Or are we just a bunch of Wichita idiots that don't get it? I mean, what are we? Is that a possibility that we are so invested? Now, listen, I get it that they've had AAA in New Orleans for a while. There's five people who care. They're now in a city where they're building a new stadium. They're designing a new logo.
Right.
They're coming up with a new name. This city's on fire about it. And I feel like a little bit like we just got our fire doused a little
bit
today.
Now people are frustrated by we're now going to endure two more months of names that aren't going, they don't matter.
And it's okay if we don't agree with everything Wichita baseball does. We have been championing this concept for 2 years on this show.
Right? I will be there.
I have.
You will be there. Where I'm going to go to games.
We love the fact that AAA baseball is coming to Wichita. We believe in Lou Schweckheimer and his people. We think the stadium is a great thing. But by God, we're not just going to fall in line and agree with everything. Dr. Earl is on the phone.
Hi. Hey, I listened to that this morning, and I came away with a whole different sort of take. They don't have a name yet. This is part of his marketing scheme. None of these names are real. They're going to gauge how the public reacted. He just went through a renaming in New Orleans with the baby cake. So we're just guinea pigs in this. He's throwing it out. People take the bait, get frenzied and all that.
But we're not going to get frenzied marketing over the next four, Earl.
Well, yeah, because he gave up the controls of his experiment today, which was very foolish on his part. But basically, he let us all know we're just guinea pigs for their marketing scheme. So everybody who doesn't think he's marketing right, he's saying, nanny, 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 look what I created. So, you know, that's where his expertise is. Jeff, nobody says you haven't been at the ballpark. So you got some baseball expertise. But this guy's saying, I'm a marketer. I've done this before.
Of course.
And this is how I'm going to do it this time. And the public will not be involved. And hopefully, you know, if I didn't open my mouth here, they'd be willing guinea pigs to an experiment.
But we have the right to question the process.
No, I know.
Because we're emotionally invested.
Well, but in a control, yeah, that's part of
the we had to name a league.
Involved.
We had to name an entire league, League 42. Okay? We didn't know what the heck.
Name.
We didn't know what the heck we were doing. We got out of the bar. We started talking about it. It was banter. Somebody said, let's name it. What about naming it in honor of Jackie Robinson? And right immediately, somebody said, okay, what about League 42? And we knew immediately that we had the name for our league. It was done.
Is it a nonprofit league?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where the AAA is going to be for profit.
Right, you know, I understand.
But but naming something that has no name and is from scratch and is...
Why not just go to a bar with six guys and name the team, for crying out loud?
Because this has created a lot of buzz for his product, and he's right there, and you can't disagree with it. The news stations are covering every name that comes out.
But it's the buzz is over. Now name the team. The buzz is over.
No, they told you from jump you won't have the name until November. So, I mean...
But we thought that it would be one of the names that they released. Now they're telling us that that's not the case, and that's confusing to people.
Well, and that's why I'm trying to make people understand this is a marketing ploy. Put blindfolds on.
You just
on
said
people.
They blew the marketing ploy, Earl.
He did. He did.
All right. That's what we're saying.
Experiment today.
Right.
He did that.
We didn't say this yesterday. We didn't say they blew the marketing ploy. They blew the marketing ploy today.
I think the venom in his voice was, look, you guys all tell me how to do this. This is how I'm doing it. Yeah, and he got a little too prideful, and he gave up the goat when he was doing it. So we'll all just be guinea pigs, and in November we'll know a name.
There
right?
you go. Thank you, Earl.
All right.
That's exactly what's going to happen now. The
right.
the days
and that's
of,
okay.
The days of me taking one of these nicknames that's rolled out and getting engaging the interest of people, I don't know. Will I?
No. What's the point?
Well, what if they roll out a name that everybody loves as part of this?
Then they've maybe missed an opportunity. They said no feedback, no fan vote. It's not, we have nothing to do with it.
Well, they've looked at all the names that were submitted.
But we don't know who chose 29ers, who submitted 29ers, or who submitted River Riders.
Who cares?
That's disengaging
you
people
have anything
from the
else
process.
To say on this topic?
Third point.
There's 3 points.
Yeah, 3 points. He said, Bob Mallette on Sports Daily this morning says, we are confused because it's different. We're not confused because it's different. We know how name the team contests work. We've had them here in Wichita before. It's not that different. We're confused because it's confusing. We feel misled. We feel ignored, not involved. Solution. Here's the solution to that. Acknowledge that people are frustrated. Change course. Don't roll out these last four names. And just be honest from now on, which they mostly have been. Thank you.
That's it? Yeah. Are you done now?
Yeah.
Can we move on?
I think so. And I do appreciate the honesty of, no, it's not going to be one of the six names.
869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Maybe we're just way too deeply involved in this.
Maybe.
I don't know how many people out there are locked in the
well,
way we are.
Well, a lot of people.
And why do we care?
A lot of people responded to my tweets or today, and not that that's any gauge, but it seems like people are invested, interested in this. To me, I'm interested. You're interested.
They've
it's our
done
show.
A marvelous job of marketing the new ballpark, of making people talk about this. If that was the goal, mission accomplished, because Wichita is talking about baseball.
Yes.
And baseball stadiums and baseball nicknames and mascots and colors and logos. I mean, now the key is when they roll it all out, are they going to get it right? Are they going to be able to say we took the input from the community and here's what we got?
Well, we know they're going to get the logo right because Todd, is it Radon?
Yeah.
He's doing it. He's a world-class guy. He's going to get the logo right. The name, we'll see. I have confidence that the name will be reflective of something Wichitans like.
This is the most pressure. Has there ever been this kind of pressure to name a team?
But they started taking the pressure off by saying we're going to submit these finals.
When hockey came here, it was first the Wichita Wind. And then the Wichita Thunder, and I don't recall anything even close to something like this. The Wichita Wings was a great name for the indoor soccer team, right?
Yes.
Simple, beautiful.
But there is a lot of pressure now because the last few names in minor league baseball have been Sod Poodles and Trash Pandas.
The Newman Jets, we like that. The Friends Falcons, excellent. Wichita State Shockers, unique. It has everything.
Yeah, but when were they named? 1912?
Right, but it worked. Whenever it was, it worked. Right?
Right, but if I doubt if in 2019 a new university was starting and we're going to be called the Shockers. Well, Shockers? What's a Shocker? Woo-shock?
Now, what happened to... Be quiet. I'm
you know
talking.
That's how it would go.
Wichita Pilots, and then that lasted 2 years, and then they went to Wichita Wranglers, and I don't remember this. I don't remember why. Somebody needs to switch affiliations. Let me talk.
Go.
You got the soapbox.
Go,
now it's
I'll
my
have
turn.
It. Thank you.
If I was working at the Eagle, I would suggest that somebody write a story about how we've named teams in the past. Isn't that an obvious one?
Yeah.
That would be well read. I'd be fascinated by it. How have we named teams?
Well, Wingnuts was not in the original group of finalists. Josh Robertson, the GM, got it added to the list, and then it was picked. That's how I remember it.
Wingnuts was perfectly fine. Good. Nickname. No problem. Didn't like it at first. It grew on me, and I came to like it. So I'm sure. I don't have any... What I'm saying is that I don't have any beef with what Wichita teams have been named over the years.
No, and this one will be
Wranglers was
eventually.
Really good. I mean, I can't name... Help me. Wichita Force.
Arrows. Force.
Wichita Wizards.
Stealth.
They're all good.
Right. Warlords.
That's good. So we got a track record here of coming up with good nicknames.
No question about it. The Outlaws.
So why are we so tied in knots over this one?
The
Wichita Outlaws was fine.
Wichita Advantage. Team Tennis.
Yeah. Loved it.
It's a good name.
That's a story. If you're listening to us down at the Wichita Eagle, get on this. The history of Wichita sports nicknames.
Yes.
Love
at least
it.
In the recent past.
And professional sports we're talking
right.
about. Well, college sports. College and professional.
Pro.
I like the college aspect
of
it.
Well, we've had a lot of pro teams come in the last 30 years or so, so we'll figure that out.
What's the best nickname of the pro teams we've had over the last whatever?
Wichita Wind or Wings, maybe.
Wind was good.
And then, yeah, another Wings team after that. Did we have another soccer team? I don't think we did we?
No, not that I'm aware of. Thunder is okay.
It's all right. Their logo's a lightning bolt.
I don't like
whatever,
the fact that Oklahoma City now has it too, but that's not the Wichita Thunder's fault.
No.
That's Oklahoma City's fault. Way
right.
to go, Oklahoma
City. It's not a good
City.
Name for an NBA team.
You don't like it?
Not really.
But nobody seems to...
No, nobody's bats an eye at it.
In fact, when you really break it down to nicknames, people get used to it and they like it. That's
correct.
Pretty much generally the case.
Right,
with
that's
Nick.
What's going to happen here.
Right?
I have no doubt about that.
They may beef about it initially. Initially.
You had it right.
Initially.
The first
time. My God, what's wrong with me? I'll. You know what?
I didn't say
I'll
a word.
I'll fight you right here in
well,
this
let's
room.
Let's go.
Here's Ken. He's next on the drive. Hey, Ken. Ken, are you there? Ken. All right, Ken may have to call back.
Yeah, we had the Wichita B-52s.
I like that, too.
Yes.
See, that's that. All right, we have determined, if nothing else, in this first segment, that whatever nickname we come up with, we will like.
Right.
Because
we have,
the track record...
We've never missed.
You never let me finish.
I thought you were done.
Because the track record shows that we like all the nicknames, and we're certainly jaded people. And don't necessarily like everything. But I can't think of a single nickname that I don't like from Wichita's past.
As they used to say, don't like it, learn to love it. And that's what we're going to do. Because it's the best thing going today.
Here's, I thought we had Ken again. Do we have Ken? I don't know.
We're getting Ken.
Ken, 869-1240. Brandon says the marketing genius is still going strong. You guys have spent the first 15 minutes talking about this.
Right, but we would have talked about it anyway.
Not if they'd named the team.
No, but if they had provided clues and found other ways to engage people outside of misleading them about the name process.
Let's get to Ken now. Ken, can you hear us? Ken.
Yeah, Bob.
Turn your radio down and talk to us, Ken.
All right, sir. I'm just in the middle of your conversation here.
Turn your radio down, please.
All right, turned it down.
Thank you.
You okay now?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, to you guys talking, the shockers, and you know why, right?
Yes.
All right, because when they were football players back in, I think Jeff threw a year out, but that's what the kids did when they weren't playing football. They actually put in the work, shock and wheat.
So correct.
Right. So you knew that. Okay. I didn't hear that. I apologize.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, of course. I mean, wheat.
Of course.
Wheat,
yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's Dennis. Dennis, you're on the show.
Yeah, Bob. You talk about the people eventually grow to like the name. From what I've read, the people down in New Orleans hate the Baby Cakes nickname.
Well, I'm not in New Orleans, so I don't have any firsthand knowledge. I don't like Baby Cakes.
Well, I was just reading the article that one of the television stations here is doing it on the move of the Baby Cakes up to Wichita. Plus, I listened to the interview this morning, and I'm glad to let you know, Bob, he did slip in the fact that Meadowlarks is still alive.
Really?
He kind of said that.
Oh my.
He said something like whether it's going to be 29ers or River Riders or Meadowlarks.
Sweet.
Yada yada yada.
Thank you, Dennis.
He slipped it in there. Have a good one.
So we know it's not going to be Meadowlarks.
We're going to revisit this at 5:00. I got to get a break in. We've got Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com, Steve and Jim. Call us back during Jive Talk if you're still with us. We'd appreciate that. Tim Fitzgerald, preview of Kansas State football. That's next on The Drive.
KFH.
Traffic.
At First and St. Francis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.